Let me be clear from the outset. She wanted this to happen, okay? I know. She was your crush, the girl you've wanted to be with for years. I get that, I do. Thing is, you're not the only one. I mean, have you seen her? She's gorgeous. I've seen how you look at her on that first night. She looked better than ever. Were you there? I'm sure you were. The costume party at Allison's place? It's not important. Once things got interesting, we were completely alone. Would it be weird to say I was nervous that night? You think I'm a monster or some sort of supervillain or something, but I'm not. I swear, hypnosis isn't what you think it is. She had some idea to begin with. A therapist had tried it with her and she told me she had an inappropriate reaction. That's when I knew I had to try it myself. That night was the moment. I think the bunny costume was what sealed it for me. You've seen her in that thing, haven't you? Even if you weren't there, she posted it all over her Insta. Her long legs and those tights, the little black heels, that leotard and the ears. Floppy and cute. So cute. I swear she had me hypnotized with the costume. I can't be blamed for wanting to take things further. Everyone at the party was looking at her. That thing could barely contain her. Well, you know. So yes, I took her to a quiet room. Yes, I locked the door, but nothing happened. Well, something happened, but not what you think. We didn't have sex or anything. I just hypnotized her. That's it. She was such a good bunny. Good bunnies love to be hypnotized. That's what I told her. I love how she played into the bit. Committed performance, a role play, I think. Until it stopped being a role play. Do you know how? Probably not. You think I can control minds, which is so stupid. I just use an induction. That's all. A really simple one. You can probably imagine it. I just got her to look into my eyes, gave her a point of focus, and spoke softly and sweetly about how relaxed she was in my presence. How she could let her guard down and be herself, her true self, what she wanted to be that night. The night she was a bunny. What a cute bunny she was. I looked deeply into her eyes and had her look back into mine, stare into them, get lost in them. Like a good bunny. She's such a good bunny. Good bunnies bounce. She bounced for me then, a little jiggle. Her chest looked so good I could barely keep eye contact. I managed, just about. I kept going, put my hand on her arm. Just as I'm doing with you now. You feel it? I stroked her skin gently, the bare skin exposed on her shoulder by that tiny costume. She reacted so well. Her eyelids fluttering, her breath slowing. She felt herself slipping into a trance. A soft, sweet, sleepy trance where she could do only one thing. Focus on me. Then I had her shut her eyes and fall back onto the bed. I climbed onto it beside her. Focus on the senior selves. Imagine us laying on the bed, her in that pretty little bunny outfit. Me in whatever I was wearing that night, I barely remember. I kept whispering into her ears, so quietly, so calmly. She is such a good subject, you know. She listens intently, follows commands so well. She's so susceptible to hypnosis, to gently spoken words and subtle linguistic techniques. Such a good bunny. Her mind got hazy and foggy. Her thoughts slowed down. She felt her intelligence slide into the background, and she embraced what she wanted to be, and what I wanted her to be. A bunny. A good bunny who listens and follows and falls. Good bunnies listen. Good bunnies love to be hypnotized. Good bunnies love to dress up. That's what I kept telling her. She took it all in, every word, drank it in, like my voice was all she knew. That's what good bunnies do. Good bunnies can't resist. I loved watching her slow breath, her chest rising and falling. Oh, those long, shapely legs still on the bed. Perfect, isn't she? I know you like her. I know you do. It's okay. You can keep imagining her now. Imagine her falling deeper under my spell. Like a good bunny. Imagine her slipping under my power, falling under it. Letting go of any resistance to me. Letting my words guide her into the very depths of her mind. Her empty bunny brain. She became such a bunny brain. Her nose started to twitch. Can you feel your nose? Her body started to move slightly as if she was trying to bounce. But she was so deeply entranced, it was barely movement at all. I knew then I could have her bouncing all I wanted. But I thought I should make sure I could get her to be a good bunny more often. Good bunnies love being reminded of their bunny selves, don't they? That's when I gave her a simple trigger. Just a phrase that would have her back in that bunny mode on command. You can imagine how it might work. She'd go from an intelligent, charming woman into a cute, obedient, submissive little bun at the mere utterance of two words. Can you imagine being triggered like that? Being turned into a bunny? Wanting to bounce and feeling your front teeth pinching your lower lip? Knowing your ears flop around when you move? Wanting to dress in a leotard and tights and heels, with collar and cuffs. Can you imagine it? Because she could. So very easily. All it took was that phrase, good bunny. Once I said that, she would become my cute little bunny again. Just cute, just sweet, nothing too much. Not yet. No, first I wanted to give her a fun, simple trigger. That would put her in the right headspace. The right mode of thinking. To fully embrace a fluffier, softer, simpler side. Most people need that. To switch off. To think less. I just help them on the way. I have a few good bunnies. Lots of people enjoy being a good bunny for me. I bet you can understand that now quite well. The pleasure of just switching off your brain. And becoming a soft, fluffy, sexy thing. Maybe you'd like it. Maybe it would make you feel very good. I know she loved it. She fully embraced her bunny side. Then I woke her. She went back to the party with that trigger lost in the back of her mind. I watched her walk away in that gorgeous costume. And that was it. I told you, nothing naughty. Were you thinking of something more detailed, something more involved, something more erotic? Tut tut. You shouldn't be having those thoughts about your friend. It's hard to help it with her though, isn't it? That cute bunny would make anyone bunny brained. She's such a good bunny. I got a chance to test it out next time we met too. The trigger. This time I was on a hike and bumped into her walking alone on the trail. She was in a cute pair of shorts and a little tank top. Not quite the bunny suit, but she looked great. I stopped to chat and the day was warm and humid. She needed a rest. I helped her with that. I made sure she noticed as she sat down in the grass how her body felt, how warm it was, how sweaty she had become. She responded to my words so well, I was surprised. I didn't realize how deep she had gone before, so deep and so completely absorbed in me. She would do anything I asked. I almost regretted not taking it further. But of course, I had to take my time. It's not mind control. I'm not reaching into your brain and rewiring it to my desires. Of course not. I just let her know that she felt so hot. Overwhelmingly so. It is hot, isn't it? It's so hot. She couldn't cool down without my help. So I told her that she had to simply listen and focus on me again. Listen and follow my words. That my words would cool her. But she was so hot. Her body just kept getting hotter. She couldn't stop the surge of warmth spreading over her. Do you know how that feels? The spreading of heat from your stomach out to your arms and legs. Covering you. Making you feel so warm that you can't quite focus on anything anymore. your mind lost in the heat haze, becoming open and suggestible. She did. She became quite open to my words, to everything I was saying, to my direction, to feel hotter and hotter, until she had to strip out of her clothes, until she felt the urge to strip down to her underwear. Maybe you can imagine that now, stripping to your underwear on a hot, sweltering day in a secluded part of the forest, stripping off everything until you're in just your underwear. I watched as she did it, stripped right down to an adorable brown panty set. It was white, with pink frills and little grey bunny faces all over. So cute. It was like she just couldn't deny her bunny nature. In fact, she told me, under trance of course, that something about the underwear just spoke to her in the store. She had to buy it, wear it, like a good bunny. Do you think it's because good bunnies dress up? Or was it because good bunnies love to be hypnotized? Who knows, really? It's so hard to think when you're all bunny-brained. When your rational mind switches off and you become a cute little bunny, focused on only what you're told, all skittish and sweet and fluffy and silly. She was just like that, sitting on the grass in her underwear for me. I knew it was time for the real test then. I spoke the trigger aloud. Good bunny. It worked. She was instantly just different. She changed her posture, she got down on her knees and perked up, her chest pushed forward, her eyes darting around, and then focused on me. Only on me. That's right, focused only on me like a good bunny. Good bunnies focus only on me. I had to give her a new suggestion then, a trigger that would kick in long after she was in trance, long after the hypnosis. A post-hypnotic suggestion to do something. First, though, I made sure she knew why bunnies are so popular. Why girls in bunny suits are so sexual. You ever hear the phrase, fucking like bunnies? Of course you have. Good bunnies know all about being a bunny. Bunnies love to fuck, to breed. Good bunnies need it so badly. Good bunnies are desperate for it all the time. Good bunnies are so horny when they're bunny-brained. You know what else? When they're not in that bunny state, they get hornier and hornier until they carry out their bunny commands, and even when they're not hypnotized. I gave her a command just like that. Good bunnies obey. She listened dutifully, her body getting hotter again. I told her exactly what to do when she got very, very needy. Be a cute, dumb bunny. I told her to put on her bunny suit and go find another one just like it. I told her how cute it would be to help me make someone else just like her. A good bunny like her. Happy and mindless and empty and fluffy and cute and horny, like a good bunny should be. She couldn't resist. The suggestion was absorbed completely. I knew from how she squirmed with desire as she listened. I knew from the adorable way she squeezed her thighs together and bit her lip. I let her put her clothes back on and woke her then. But the suggestion was there. Is there. You see, I know just when the need will become too much. I knew just when she'll feel the trigger take effect. When she'll slide on her tights, rolling them up over her long, sexy legs. I know when she'll squeeze into that tight leotard. I know when she'll put on the collar and cuffs and plant the ears on her head. Next, she'll go to the store and buy another costume. Just the same. She'll be so aroused at that point. Can you imagine that kind of arousal? How horny a good bunny would be carrying out a command like that? Going to the store in her costume, showing off her sexy outfit. What a good bunny! You can imagine doing that too, following that command. Not just being a good bunny, but finding others who want to be good bunnies too. Maybe I gave her another suggestion. Maybe I told her that bunnies need to fuck to make more bunnies. That's true, isn't it? Could bunnies say yes? Bunnies fuck to make more bunnies. I love having lots of bunnies around. So I gave her the suggestion that she would bring that bunny costume, and she would fuck until she met another person as bunny-brained as her, until they became just as good. A good bunny. Then she'd help them squeeze into that tight outfit. Let me hypnotize them even deeper, while they were all dazed and happy and orgasmic. I'd make them a good bunny too. She would help me. That's the suggestion I gave her. You can imagine it, can't you? Being hypnotized by a bunny like that. By her doing what bunnies do best. You can imagine yourself being such a good bunny. So deeply hypnotized, just like her. She's walking now, walking to her destination, maybe even hopping. She's almost there, in fact. Time to perfection, I think. Can you imagine where she's going? Who she's going to convert into that sweet bunny state? Or are you too bunny-brained to even notice the doorbell just rang?